just say one thing that is both related and not related to what Anne has said, that we just went to a conference of Tibetan translators. These were really the major people involved with the translation of Buddhist texts from Tibetan into modern languages. It was very exciting and very inspiring. And there was a bit of a minor thread at the conference, and I'd say it was a bit of a major thread. I had a kind of inspiration on the way there. And we say this a lot, and I think it's very, very hard for you, our students, to get this. It's very hard for me, myself, to get this, but that we really have this model of understanding in the modern West, which is there's knowledge is in this thing that I can go to school and a professor puts this thing on the board, or I go to the store and I buy this thing, and then I privately read this thing and I have this responsibility by myself to learn this thing. And in traditional Tibet, there was an interpersonal context for the exchange of knowledge. And I talked during our retreat about, you know, a boy learning how to plane some wood, and where the teacher came and put his arms around the young boy and he said, close your eyes and feel the wood. And you know, most of us have learned something in an interpersonal way. A lot of young ladies or young men at this point may learn how to cook with a parent. And, you know, there's a interpersonal context. And I was on the plane when I was going, I was thinking, well, what's the difference between learning something from a book or a person? And, you know, if you just think about things you learned from people and taken in from people and things you've learned from books, there's really, really a pretty substantial differential. And one of the differences and one of the problems, actually, nowadays there are a lot of private teachings in sort of tantric Buddhism and Dzogchen. There are a lot of ways to understand them, but the problem with reading a book, unless you happen to be extraordinarily gifted, and some people are, but I'd say that was maybe 3% of the population. You read things in a book, you have no idea what to make, what's important, what's emphasized, how do you kind of twist it, how do you bend it, how do you make use of it? And it's a very, very different experience when we learn from a person and they help us, you know, and those of you who are in the arts or music or a violin or any kind of master apprentice kind of skill, probably even in medicine. I'm watching, oh man, it's a great Korean soap opera. It's called Romantic Doctor. And I'm just crying every time I watch this. It's on Amazon Prime, but it's like, you know, there's a master student relationship, and of course but you know, it's like the master is really teaching the student, and you know, just watching him do this surgery, it's like hand ballet. I mean, it was like so touching. You can't learn that from a book. You can't, I mean, they want it, everybody to learn by videos now. Heaven help us. You got to have that person barking at you, and you got to have that fear and that body memory of what it's like to sew with this person looking at you and screaming at you. It's not a small thing. It's actually a huge thing. And ultimately, Buddhist practice, it's not just cognitive shards on a blackboard. It really is, how did somebody teach us something? about ourselves. And we'll be talking more and more about that, but it's very, very important for us to appreciate the two things, I guess, both our subjective experience and then the guides who help us to reappreciate, I'd say, the significance of our subjective experience, which most of us have forcibly been taught to make light of. More on that to come.
If you enjoyed this teaching, please visit our website, donmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.